everybody, and welcome to episode 262 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on Facebook, live on Instagram over at Comic Anthony D. But as always, the podcast is available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast, also available on iTunes. While you're there, please do not forget to 5-star rate and review. I love reading these reviews. I love sharing on social media and bragging about the best podcast listeners out there. That is you guys, so please check that out. Patreon.com/KMF podcast for the bonus episodes. I apologize, there wasn't one this month. Just getting back into the swing of things, but there will be one in February, so check it out at patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar has, I just got an email from Built Bar. They mailed me a sampler pack for the ambassadors. So I don't know what's going to be in there. Maybe some new flavors are coming out, but check it out at builtbar.com. Use code WWBROPODCAST. You will save yourself 10% off the order. While you're in the spending mood, head over to sailawaycoffee.com. This is the best tasting nitro brew out there. I'm starting to drink coffee again, so I'm really excited to have some Sailaway. Sailawaycoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. You will save 10% off your order as well. Local Long Island company, but they ship all over the United States. My buddy John Ziegler was on Jim Brewer's podcast last week. Jim Brewer talked up his comedy special. You got to see this. Also follow him on Instagram over at John Ziegler Comedy. Click the link in his bio and go watch the special. Drop him some love. Let him know what you think about it. It's absolutely hilarious. So go check it out over on Instagram, John Ziegler Comedy. The link is in his bio. John Ziegler will also be performing with me this Saturday. This Saturday, Long Island. You guys, when is Anthony performing on Long Island? Here it is, this Saturday, February 4th, the Belmore Fire Department. DM me for ticket info. Great lineup. Got John Ziegler, Brian McKenna, Dan Barry, and myself. My crew doing some stand-up comedy. It's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, DM me for the ticket info. Not sure when my next Long Island show is going to be, so come down, check it out, say hello. We hit a milestone here on the podcast yesterday. 5 years, the 5-year anniversary of this podcast was yesterday, January 28th, 2018. I started the WW Bro podcast. Did not have any idea what this podcast was going to be like. I didn't really want to do it, to be honest. I'll give the backstory to those who haven't been with us since the beginning. But in 2018, I was doing another podcast called Organized Chaos with my friend and comedian Bill Morales. And I wanted to do another one. I enjoy podcasting. I like being on the radio. I like talking into a microphone. And as you guys know, I'm a big professional wrestling fan, and I wanted to do another wrestling podcast. And nobody thought this was a good idea. All of my friends, other comics, they did not like this idea. In fact, you know, one night I was at the brokerage, and I'm at the bar, and the bartender, his name is Anthony also, I was telling him what I want to do, and he's like, why don't you just do something with WW, Weight Watchers, your weight loss journey? I'm like, yeah, I was thinking about that, but I don't know if people are going to be into that. So I put up a poll on Instagram, and it was almost unanimous. It was like 99% to 1 was in favor of me doing this, you know, a podcast. And then I said it was going to be about Weight Watchers and weight loss and so I did it. I was like, okay, this is what the people want. I'll give the people what they want. And, you know, it was for a way to be accountable, really, too. Another way to hold myself accountable. And did I think that I was going to go on there and share really personal stuff with people? No. I thought I'd talk about my weight loss. Say, what up this week, down this week, what's going on in the program? And also originally, you know, I was trying to become a WWE ambassador. So I was going to use this as a vehicle or a vessel to promote myself as well, you know, as well as share my journey. Now, very quickly, it became a way for me to talk about what was going on in my life and my feelings and how it related to my weight loss journey. And it was almost like therapy, like coming on and just like, you know, blurting it out and saying it. Because a lot of times I'll get off the air, you know, when I sign off. And I said, what did I just say? Did I really say that? Did I really talk about that? I'm like, yeah, I didn't want to do that. Or times I've broken down on the podcast. They've been great moments. I've enjoyed it. I've you know, it's a big relief, sometimes stress relief, and it's you know, a load off my mind. And I just also wanted to start this podcast because, you know, at the time I was going to my Monday night group and I was getting involved in the Instagram community with Weight Watchers and WW. And people would like message me and say, oh, I'm so jealous. You know, there's nothing around here. There's nothing like that. And I'm like, well, you know what? I can make a podcast that now you're a part of something. People can now tune in to a podcast and feel like they're sitting in a WW meeting. Just, you know, someone going through the same stuff they're going through, chatting with a friend, you know, all those things that you might not have down the block from your house. I'm very lucky. My Weight Watcher Center is literally 3 blocks away from my house. You know, I have an amazing group. I was lucky to go from my Monday night group with Barbara as my coach and find a Wednesday night one that, you know, I find amazing as well. Elise is my coach. And it helps. It really does help when you can go to a place and, you know, there's people like you and they're going through the same things you're going through. And you don't feel alone. And again, that's another reason why I started this podcast. I didn't want anybody to feel alone. Like they were the only ones going through the struggles of this journey. And I'm very thankful and humbled by the people who have been here since day one, episode one, and have been here through all 262 episodes. And the people who have been, you know, who are coming along as we keep moving, thank you. Because I couldn't do this show without you guys. You know, it would just be people, me talking to nobody. But I am very humbled and honored that people listen to this show, and the feedback I get is amazing. And it makes me want to keep doing this. You know, you guys have been with me through my greatest successes, my biggest failures, and everything in between. I think about, you know, all these moments that I've had on this journey. And for a while, it was a lot of ups, and then the downs came. It's now we're starting to, you know, regroup, and as the podcast is now called, Move Forward. And last November, I changed that name of the podcast, changed from WW Road Podcast to Keep Moving Forward. And I know I've talked about this in the past, but I want to talk about it again because I feel like I let people down when I changed the name. And they felt like the podcast was something different. But, you know, I got messages, you know, saying because I stopped doing WW at a certain point and because of, you know, my weight gain, that's why I changed the name. I got news for you. The name was changing anyway. The name of this podcast was going to be changing whether I was down 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds. If I never had a slip up, the name of this podcast, for a year I was thinking about it because it was hard to market it to other people. I wanted to get the biggest range. I want to bring as many people into this as I can. And, you know, my friend Tracy Carnazzo, who helps me out so much with the show, she would say to me, I tell people about your podcast and, like, you know, would you want to be a guest on it? And they're like, yeah, I'm not doing Weight Watchers. And then, like, you have to explain, well, it's not about Weight Watchers, it's about this. So the name was happening anyway. It's evolving into so much more of the podcast, which I'm happy about. And that's a good thing. You know, if it's just stayed the same, it's stagnant. It's not it's nothing new. You know, each year this podcast just takes on a different shape and we add another layer to it, and I love it. It's not, I love coming on here every Monday night and just chatting it up with you people. And I wanted to have guests on, you know, outside the weight loss community, people that are successful in life, and, you know, for people to take that and put it into any facet of your life. You know, I draw inspiration from so many things outside of weight loss that I put into my weight loss journey. You know, from sports, from pro wrestling. You know, every Monday I do a quote from John Cena because, you know, goddamn, that guy's so inspirational. You read what he writes, it's like, yes. I hear a promo on WWE, I'm like, yes, I can relate to that. I take something I see in sports, I'm like, yes, I can relate to that. I hear a random thing from a movie, I grab onto it, you know? That's what the podcast is too. It's just expanding and growing, and I want to bring all of that in. You know, this will always be a place for me to come and share what's going on in my life, no matter what. You know, I have to move forward. Hence, that's again why I changed the name. I need to remind myself that. Because I know for myself, I find myself dwelling on the past. I find myself thinking, what if, you know, what if I never gained back some weight? What if I just had that week had just made that change or that, you know, but I can't change the past. I can change what goes on moving forward. And, you know, what I see for the show in the next year, I want to add more to this. I want to do more to it. I want to, you know, incorporate more video and reels and maybe YouTube. I want to try to get even, you know, more guests on the show. I think, I don't know, if people sometimes like it when it's just me. Some people like guests. I try to do a 50-50, but, you know, I want to talk to some people too. I want to hear from people I've never talked to before. I want to talk to some people that, you know, check up on past guests that we've had. How are they doing? You know, what's going on in their lives? You know, I would love for this show to be like a daily thing at one point. Maybe, you know, be on the radio, be on Sirius, be on whatever. And each day, just like come on and chat it up with some inspirational people. You know, get your day going. That's my dream. That's what I hope happens. And, you know, again, if that doesn't happen, I'll still be on here every Monday, you know, telling you about my week, what's going on, how I'm doing. Because I'm thankful for the people that do listen and do care about this show. And all the feedback I get has been positive. Of course, I mean, there has been some negativity, but because, you know, there is with anything, you know, so you let that roll off and just focus on the good stuff. You know, you guys have seen me through my best, my worst, and now the comeback. And I always like to share with you guys when things happen. And this week, actually, I was proud of myself. I didn't realize that, you know, I have this in me at sometimes to stand up for myself and to put myself first and to really not let somebody suck the life out of me. And it happens especially with women. I'm a sucker. You know, I usually will let women walk all over me. And because, you know, we feel so bad. I'm not going to group anybody into this. I feel so bad about myself sometimes that I feel like nobody, you know, would want to be with me or like me. And again, this is how I feel, and it's just my insecurities. And, you know, it's not true because people, I guess, you know, had relationships. But, you know, and it plays with your head and your mind. And I really came to a realization, you know, last year and really put it in the plan into place. And again, I have to thank my friend Tracy Carnazzo for the hours of phone conversations and helped me realize this about myself, that I deserve better and that I, you know, will get better. So here's the thing with me. I could be a very good friend, but I also like, you know, I have something in return. You know, like if I could, I'm a great listener. I'll listen to everybody's issues and problems, and I don't mind doing that. But I also like, sometimes I got stuff going on too. And when I make time for somebody and they don't make time for me, that's it. Done. And I never was that guy. I was the guy that was like, you know, I was Ducky Dale. I'll ride my bike past your house all night long, just hoping that you'll look down and see me. Not the case anymore. So I had a scenario where somebody I was friends with, she, you know, when something went, you know, something went bad in her life, and she leaned on me heavily at that time. And as soon as something else came along, I was in the, you know, I was in the dust. And at first it bothered me. And if this was me like 3 years ago, I would have harped on it. But I was like, you know what? Done. Goodbye. So I unfollowed them and on social media. I, you know, unfriended them on Facebook. And I got a text message the other day asking, you know, calling me out about it. And I just stated my case. I wasn't rude. I wasn't nasty. And I said, listen, when you did this, 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 I was hurt by it. And I felt like if you were my friend, you would do this, this, this. And it left it off very nice. We had a great conversation. And I said, listen, it's a two-way street. If whoever's in is in, awesome. And whoever's not in is not in. And that's awesome too. I don't have time in my life for people that don't want to be here. I don't have time in my life for people that want to drag me down and just want to try to suck the life out of me to make themselves feel better. I'm not pumping anybody up anymore, you know, to try to play the good guy. I will, again, my friends, I'm there for you 100%. But, you know, it's a two-way street. Friendship, any relationship is. And it correlates into anything you do in life. Two-way street. You know, you get what you give. So, and it's not selfish to do that, to put yourself first, put your feelings first. I know a lot of people feel that way, and people will make you feel that way. You know, when you're like, oh, you're being selfish. No, you're not being selfish. You have to take care of yourself first before you can try to take care of somebody else. They tell you that on the plane. The plane's going down or whatever. The mask drop. Put your mask on first before you help somebody else. Because if you're not breathing and you're passed out, you can't help anybody. You know, and of course, everybody always asks me, are you dating? Are you doing this? I'm like, no, I'm not doing any of that. Because right now, I'm not... I feel I'm in the place or the mind space to be looking for those kind of relationships. I got a lot of work to do on myself. And I want to do a lot of work on myself. And putting myself first and my feelings first was the first step. And now it's just the other things I have to do. You know, just getting back on track has been a lot of work. It's been a month since I was in the hospital with the gallbladder attack and the acid reflux / GERD. It's crazy amount of work. I know it's like, well, you just track, you eat less. It's not that easy. I have triggers everywhere. And I get bad cravings. Sometimes I just want to eat everything. All the cake-like things, all the donuts, but I know what it'll do to me. I know the pain I'll be in, so I don't do it. You know, this month I've lost 5.2 pounds. I was hoping for more, to be honest. But listen, next month is a new month. And I think it'll be the true indicator because, you know, coming off of, you know, when I was in the hospital and when I came home, I was eating very little because my stomach was in so much pain. I was in so much pain. And then I started eating like regular meals and things kind of leveled off because, you know, it's weight loss is calories in, calories out. So I had the drop in calories and then I kind of brought it up again, even though it's not a crazy amount or going over my intake, but it's more than what I was doing the first couple of weeks out. So now that everything's kind of leveled off, the medication's starting to work, I'm looking forward now to seeing what this month brings. And, you know, and I caught myself because I'm down on myself for only losing 5.2 pounds in January, but that's 5.2 pounds gone. And besides that, the good habits are staying. The mindset's changing. I'm getting back into that rhythm again. And it feels really good. It feels really good every day. Not going overboard, not having that bad feeling from overeating, not having the stress of not knowing what's going on with me. That anxiety is gone. Because I really, you know, every day I thought I was sick. I thought I had diabetes. I thought I had a fatty liver. I thought my organs weren't working right. I thought, you know, there has to be something wrong with me. And my blood work and my blood tests and my physical showed me that, no, I'm okay. And I'm lucky to be okay because a man of my age and my size and what's going on a lot of times aren't okay. So I'm going to take that as a positive, spin it, and just make this work. I could do this. You know, I don't want the surgery, and not that I have anything against it, but I went for the consultation. It scares me when they talk about it. You know, I don't want to go under a knife. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's laparoscopic or not. I don't want that. It scares me. I know many people think I should, but I'll make those decisions for myself. And my next step next month, I want to incorporate activity. I want to get back to the gym. I know I've said it a bunch of times, but I really do. I want to get back to, you know, I got to do cardio, of course, because it's good for you. But also, I want to get back to lifting weights. I want to get back to, because that's a huge stress reliever for me, and it makes me feel amazing. I'm not a bodybuilder. I don't lift heavy. I get in there, I push some weights around, and I leave. I feel accomplished. My body feels good. My mind feels good. And that helps me stay on track. Because I want to fuel my body, put good stuff into it to help with the workout. So yeah, all those things are positives that we're going into the second month of the year with being negative. This is the first month I've lost weight, like the whole month in a long time. And, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm getting back to 100%. Not that I was 100% before because I had, you know, I was eating like an a-hole, but getting back to what I guess I thought was 100%. You know, sometimes last weekend I ate some things over the weekend. I had a piece of birthday cake for my dad. I talked about this last week and some stuff in my brother's house, and my stomach the next few days was like, ugh. So I'm learning what I can have, what I can't have. You know, Super Bowl's coming up. I'm going to dabble. I'm just going to taste. I'm not going to go crazy. You know, we'll see. We'll just see how I'm feeling also by then. It's going to be, it's 2 weeks away. You know, my niece's birthday is this Sunday. She's going to be 5, which I can't believe. Oh my God. It's going by so fast. You know, I don't need to have birthday cake. You know, I'll just, it's really about seeing her on a birthday, spending time with her on a birthday. And that'll be good enough for me. I tried with my dad's birthday having a piece of cake and it just didn't, it was delicious, but just didn't, the nauseous from feeling the next day and 2 days after that wasn't worth it to me. So the plan for this week is continue to do the little things, the basics. You know, I go to bed every night. My food that I bring to work, my breakfast and my lunch and my snacks are packed and tracked in the refrigerator. That's a big step. I don't have to think about it. I go to, you know, what's my, I don't have to worry about what I'm eating that day, where my food is coming from. It's there. So tonight when I came home, I cooked some chicken. So I have that taken me for lunches. And, you know, I picked up some stuff from Target today for the rest of the week. And I'm all set. I'm ready to go. And just more success. I just want each week to be another chapter in the comeback story, in the success story. And it doesn't write itself. I got to do those things to make it work. And that's what I'm doing. So that in mind, I just want to thank everybody again for an amazing 5 years. It's been a privilege and an honor to come on here every Monday night for the last 5 years and talk to you guys and share my life and what's going on, hearing your feedback. I couldn't imagine a better group of people to have follow me and to listen and to share this podcast. I appreciate every single one of you. Believe me. I know sometimes I'm not the best at expressing it, but it does mean the world to me. And I'm in no way, shape, or form done with this podcast. I am ready to keep this going. On with the next chapter, on with year 6. And we'll make year 6 better than 5. And that's really all I could do is just work on this and make it better for you, the listener. And hopefully you'll stay with me on that journey. And we'll make year 6 the best yet. I want to thank everybody who joined us on Facebook Live and everybody who joined us on Instagram Live over at Comic Anthony D. This has been episode 262. As always, we're played in and out by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. You can check it out on iTunes. And while you're there, his new band, Demon Scar, they're releasing new music like crazy. Check them out, demonscar.bandcamp.com. One place to go for your deli needs this Super Bowl Sunday, Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show and then get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me, it really is that good. Check them out, finnsdeli.com. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who's joined us over these last 5 years, who's joined us here live tonight on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a great week. I'll talk to you later.